Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on for this fabulous special feature today. You know, one of the conversations, and I want to say probably one of the most interactive conversations with my team as we're building out our network is in the selection of channels. And what I mean by that is, and you guys have heard me talking about it, you're probably so tired of me talking about it, but it really is clear to me that literally in months, you know, you're going to see a lot of changes and you're going to see Transformation Talk Radio, but you're going to see other channels. But one of the greatest debates, I should say, we've ever had was on creating an entire channel called Ageless Talk Radio. And that debate came from a wide range of people. Now, let me just be clear about the age range of our team. The age ranges, ages of our team, and that's why I think we're so good and why we are way ahead of anything I can contemplate, is because think about somebody in their 20s, boom, 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 working with somebody in their 70s, and then like stuff in the middle. And so what I want to say about it is that we are now in a place where, and I can't remember if it was Shirley MacLaine that said it to me personally, face to face, when people said 40 is the new 30. And I was thinking to myself, no, 40 is not the new 30. 40 is probably the new 20. But the point is this. How do we think about our lives when we think about what our contribution is? And what is it about this ageless community, all of us? What is it about this where people have been so longing to think about the vitality of who they are, the thriving nature of who they are, the broad land of opportunities for who they are? And you ask them, I get asked this all the time, how old are you? Now, my special guest today, George and Sedina Capanelli, joining me here today. And we're going to talk about why they are out and passionate as usual to take a look at Age Nation, to take a look at what the message is today. Because one of the things that I think we're finding now in the middle of COVID-19 is that the contributions of people have no birthday by their event. George, Sedina, great to have you here.
Great to be here with
you. Great to be here, Dr. Pat. Yeah, thank you.
So I'm not, I got to just say this. I watched the film. Thank you for sending that along. And we're going to talk about it throughout the show today. So one of my folks says to me, because I've been whining like a baby. So I've been whining. And I'm not a whiner, right? I'm a girl from the Bronx. I've been homeless, you name it, I've been there. So why would somebody like me be whining? It's a long story, but I'm not able to play table tennis. I'm not able to, and so this is an ageless story. We have the top table tennis people in the country, in the senior center up in Everett. We have Howard, 83 years old, was ranked number 17. And you can't say anything to these people about their ages. So is it just us in the ping pong community that we don't care what our birth dates, or is it you too?
Well, it's not just you in the ping pong community. It's all of us who are doing things that we have with, that we're passionate about, things that are a part of our life mission and the work that we do in the world. That, I think, living a committed life is what makes people ageless. Mm-hmm. And the more of us who get back in touch, if we're not currently in touch, with what our hearts long to do, even if it's been 10 years or 20 years or 30 since we've done it, it's like plugging into an electric socket. It wakes us up, it gets us engaged, and we know what to do and how to do it because it's coming from inside of us instead of some so-called career or whatever that we're pursuing that we have no interest in at all.
And, you know, our definition of ageless, we have this series called the Ageless Living television series. It's aired on PBS across the country. And our definition of that is to live and thrive regardless of time, without regard to time, without regard to what age we are, just as you were talking about. Yeah. Because we're all aging from the time we're born, right? It makes no difference. So it's honoring whatever age we are and our story. You know, I think you began with that. Who we are, the story that we are, is the thread of our lives. And it has there's no age on that. It's just continuous experience after experience and growth, hopefully, during this time particularly.
During this time. But, you know, you both have been champions of this for as long as I could remember knowing you, or even before I knew you, but knew of you. And you have been champions of this in so many ways. And so I want to talk about it because I want to ask each of you this question, because I get this question all the time. I get the question, Pat, we're listening to you on radio. Every year you're voted number one. You're always doing some strange stuff, things out of the box. You created an animated video about educating people in Lyme disease with crazy little characters. And so they always ask me the question, two parts. Are you going to retire soon? Mm-hmm. Cannot stand that question. That is like, and my answer is, newsflash, I've retired twice already. And then the other question really is, do you ever think about stopping? And this is a foreign question to me, but a lot of people don't believe they have the opportunity to even be aware that they have stopped. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they have stopped. I mean, I watched my dad, you know, literally stop in place and not know he had stopped. The vibrancy, you know, the Italian cussing and, you know, the entire range of things. This is, I think, for us, the conversation to prevent the ageless pandemic that enables people to forget their passion, purpose, wisdom, and dream. But isn't that what you're trying to preserve?
Yes, it is.
And
in many ways, what we discover is that people that are living in a time-bound continuum, you know, mm-hmm. where they believe that you work for a certain number of years and then mm-hmm. you get your pension or you don't get your pension and you retire and then you do what? I don't know. Play golf, antique, whatever the hell it happens to be.
Ping pong.
It's great when they're avocations. However, for us, the truth of the matter is, we believe that people that live in that continuum have been doing things for a long time that are not their passion, that are not the things that call to their heart. And so who wouldn't want to hang up their cleats if you've been in a track meet for 20 years or 30 years and you don't like running, you know, or you don't like whatever it is. So what we say is that you're never too old or too young to live your dream, and it's your dream that gives you your passion. It's your dream that ties you into living what we call a committed life, a life that has meaning and purpose. And you get that meaning and purpose from what you do. Doesn't mean that there are not parts of what you do you don't like. It doesn't mean that there aren't parts of what you do that aren't tedious and whatnot. But they are contributing to your ability to make a difference to yourself and the people around.
And, you know, you have sort of cultivated that energy and that message and that spirit and what you both have created and what you're bringing to the forefront now. You know, I was really struck by the conversation that and the innovation by which you're bringing messages forward through others as well. And, you know, people that represent sort of the backbone of positivity and wisdom thinking, you know, and thought leaders, but in a way that allow us as individuals to know each and every one of us is a thought leader. You know, each and every one of us has the wisdom. So what you put together in the series, in my opinion, is so we can get triggered to remember that part of ourself that maybe we have forgotten isn't part of ageless living. Almost like, I used to think about this like this. This is the weirdest analogy you're going to hear from me. Reminds me of acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I love getting acupuncture because every once in a while, my acupuncture therapist will tap into a nerve that wakes me up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think this has got to be the call to action, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. This is, you just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly we're doing this. And the wake up call is exactly what you said, the way you described it, Pat. It's really the impetus is to get people off the couch and out in the world to share their wisdom and experience and their strength. And the inspiration from all of these wisdom keepers, all of these just, you know, best-selling authors and experts sharing incredible strategies and solutions, it's enough to, something there we know will wake them up. Some little thing, just like you said, some nerve will get pinched and they'll say, wait a minute, what did she just say? And they'll get off the couch and they'll go out there. And, you know, I think when you were talking, I think about the quote from Rumi, let the beauty of what you love be what you do. And if you love something, you don't have to have some huge purpose or some gigantic thing you're doing in the world. Just do it. If you love ping pong, play ping pong. You know, what brings you joy is the thing that you need to keep doing. And that will keep you healthy, your immune system really strong, which we need right now. And it'll help you also share with others. And
you know, you're so right about this. And you know what my greatest decision challenge is today? This is so telling about my life. So I got a great team of people. The reason we're here today is you saw Benny. He got a hold of you. We've got Linda. We've got Kim, Jessica, you know, Olivia, Zach, Chris, you know, Bonnie, Lisa, Merrick in Poland, sitting in a room banging out new technology. But in the end, everybody comes together and understands that we are here to create a better world. And that's my sense of what you're doing. But I must get to something that I was struck by, and I know you guys are aware of this. In what you've created, and we're going to talk about it in detail, I call it a film, but in this beautiful depiction of wise people sharing what they've learned over decades, I was shocked this year. And here's why I was shocked. I wasn't just shocked by the fact that we realize that ageism is a thing, And it operates on both ends of the spectrum. I mean, yes. Jessica, for example, is my producer, and she was she's our top lead producer. She's in charge of everything. And pretty much when we used to get on a call, or we used to go to a meeting, and I would say, hey, this is Jessica, my vice president of operations, sales, and marketing. They would look at Jessica, even today, at the young age of something like 30, I think, I'm not even sure. But they would look at Jessica, and they would look at me, and they would look at Jessica, and they would look at me, and they would go like this. They were like, so she's like 25, right? And they would look at Jessica, and they would look at me, and I would look at them, and I say, okay. You want a job? What's the problem? And so that's that end. But this year, I want you to comment on this, because you had to be as shocked as I was. Huh. I was shocked. Now, I expect ageism from a whole bunch of people, and I'm not naming you. You know who you are. But when it hit the Democratic debates, wow, I was, and maybe it blew over really quickly, but it didn't get past me.
Yeah.
And I just thought, did he really say that? But isn't it the perfect example of why you're doing what you're doing? Because we think this thing is something that only one group of people is affected by. But you're onto something. Tell me what you discovered and what needs to change.
Well, what needs to change, first of all, is in the world that we're living in, there are numerous advantages with technology, as we can see from our ability to have this conversation with one another today. But the fact of the matter is, technology has become a dividing factor between segments of our population. There's a gentleman we know that divides humanity now into digital natives and digital immigrants. And somehow or another, technology has created a confusion between information and wisdom. And that, because someone is older and does not have the same natural acuity with technology, they are considered less intelligent, less knowledgeable, less capable, whatever. And the fact of the matter is, that's pure bull. The truth is that what is important is wisdom, and wisdom doesn't depend on the medium that it's delivered on. Wisdom depends on the experience and depth of the individual who shares it. And so one of the things that we talk about a lot is that when we begin to get back to understanding that wisdom is the goal, information, as we will learn in the age of AI, is going to be experienced at the press of a button. You can get any information you want. But all of that doesn't add up to wisdom.
Right.
You know, a quick story. Henry Ford was a pacifist. And during the war, he was accused by newspapers of being ignorant. At the end of the war, there was a trial, a libel trial. And they hired several very young, sharp attorneys to show how ignorant Henry Ford was. And so the guy asked him a question, and he said, you know, young man, he said, I have a box on my desk with a series of buttons. He said, and when someone asks me a question I don't know, I press one of those buttons, and some young smart aleck like you comes into the room and gives me the answer. Now, am I ignorant or am I not? He won the libel case. And the truth is that it's not intentional. Digital natives don't look down on digital immigrants because they want to do that. But this divide has created a gap, and digital natives don't understand the difference or the value of wisdom versus information.
And, you know, if I may, one of the only acceptable prejudices right now is ageism. And we do it to ourselves.
That's right.
You know? We do it to ourselves. That senior moment thing drives me crazy. You know, we need to stop all of that. A big part of our work at Age Nation, and a big part of our series, I'll tell you in a minute, is to the cross-generational piece, is really amplifying the gifts of younger people too, and the older people. And if we don't come together and learn from each other, we can learn from each other. It's what life is all about. It's not you're over here and I'm over here. We're just somebody's farther up the river than you. That's all it is. And you wave to them and they help you come up with them. So that's what the respective elders would be like if we could get more of that in our world. We have a speaker, an incredible woman. Her name is Ashton Applewhite, and she does a great job. We got her, I heard this name of this book called This Chair Rocks. And I said to George, listen to the name of this book. We got to check this out.
Yeah.
And she had the most incredible TED talk. Well, we got her on board, and she does an amazing talk on for our PBS series. And what is it called?
It's called This Chair Rocks, a manifesto
on ageism. Yeah. And she's got some information that will blow you away. Talks about sex as we get older, everything. And it's just juicy stuff, because it's time to come out of the box of ageism and just appreciate who we are.
There's no question about it.
And
one of the things I want to do, I want to take a short break. When we come back, I really want to shine a light on this for you and talk about not only what you've created in the series, but what you've created as a way for people to understand they're not alone and they are not forgotten, mm-hmm. and they are important. And this is, to me, one of the finest messages of our time. You know, I was helping a woman the other day who called me, and she had to fill out one of these forms, the COVID-19 things, for herself, without going into confidential information about her, but you had to fill it out. And she said, you got to help me. Can you help me? You're real smart about the internet and the thing. And I said, I'd love to help you. And so we sat down, couldn't do it on her computer. This is how unmindful this process has been for people. Couldn't do it on her computer. Nothing wrong with her computer. She doesn't use it to do animation. Nothing wrong with it. But we couldn't do it. Her bandwidth was 5 megabytes per second in whatever the community she was in. Couldn't do it. Got through it. Filling out the form with her. I couldn't fill it out. I couldn't complete it right. And I thought, what? I mean, I'm not even going to say what I said in Italian, but we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to show you why there is a pathway to a way of living that really does transcend your birth date or any other aspect of your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Ageless Living Television Series with George and Sedina Cabanelli joining me here today. Before we start to talk about the series in detail, right, what is the best way for people, one, to find out about it, and two, to get engaged?
Well, agelesslivingseries.com will bring people to the site. There's a ton of information about a lot that we're doing. It's going to be a platform for webinars and interviews and podcasts and all kinds of things with the authors and with other wisdom keepers. There's a dialogue series. There are promos from the series itself. There's a lot of great stuff. And that's the best way to get involved in the work that we are doing now on Ageless Living.
And then if you want to get involved, if you want to watch the Ageless Living television series, it is now airing currently in about 30-something markets. There's quite a few markets to go nationally. So if it isn't in your area, then what you want to do is call your local PBS station and say, I want to see Ageless Living series. When is that coming on? And we know for sure that we've heard from the station managers that that's what they'll listen to. And it's, you just don't want to miss it. It's just chock full of great, great information. So call your local stations if you don't have it running.
I love it. Now look, 40 plus episodes, award-winning, best-selling authors, people that have been around the world talking about consciousness, living positively, the science and spirituality aspect of things, you know, out there in the world doing this. And this is now a conversation, right, that people are longing to join in on. And that's why this is important, because people don't know it exists. They don't know that there is this opportunity to be part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this series. Tell us about who's involved in it.
Well, this whole thing is a national initiative,
mm-hmm.
and it's multiple parts. It began as a series of live conferences at which these speakers and authors came to Santa Fe and delivered talks in front of live theatrical audiences to get juice and interactivity mm-hmm. and whatnot. They include Greg Braden, Bruce Lipton, Lynn Twist, David Suzuki, Thomas Moore,
John Gray, Joan Borisenko, Dr. Larry Dossey,
Gay and Katie Hendricks, yeah. Anita Morjani, yeah. And a wonderful comedian by the name yeah. of Kyle Cease. Kyle was a number one comedian on Comedy Central,
right.
and he decided that comedy was getting too cynical, and so he decided to make it transformational. So the series is loaded. David Suzuki, mm-hmm. one of the world's great geneticists, as well as one of the leading environmentalists,
mm-hmm.
he has had a program on Canadian broadcast system called The Nature of Things mm-hmm. for decades. It said that David has done for the environment what Sagan's mm-hmm. did for the heavens. Lynn Twist talks about the soul of money and sufficiency and how valuable that is at this time in the world. Anita Morjani talks about her end-stage cancer bout, her NDE, mm-hmm. near-death experience, and the revolution that it's mm-hmm. caused in her body
so
and in
inspiring.
Her world.
Yeah.
Thomas Moore talks about the ageless quality of the soul and how we can contact it anytime we want. Gay and Katie Hendricks talk about mm-hmm. relationships and that it's never too late to have the depth and the quality of relationships that we need. And every one of these authors, without needing to interact with one another, their work supports the work of all of the other authors in the series. It's inspirational, it's motivational, it's educational, it has full of real strategies and all kinds of wonderful things mm-hmm. that people can practice in their lives.
And it's also intimate. So the way it was shot, you know, and then edited, we spent all last year in post-production. So the way it's edited, you just feel like you're right there having a conversation with these people, very up close and personal and just beautiful. It really is. And we encourage everybody to come and sit down in your living room and relax and watch these incredible people that have wealth of information to share with us.
And a lot of it, Pat, as you know, doing the work that you do, a lot of the information that these people bring has never before mm-hmm. been on national television in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So when Bruce Lipton talks about the biology of belief, when Larry Dossey talks about oneness, when Greg Braden, the new human story.
Yeah.
This is stuff that we need to hear because yeah. as the world around us is changing so dramatically, what we are seeing is the decline and death of a lot of the old stories, the patriarchy, the competition, mm-hmm. the scarcity, all of that. And this is a time that we can and must invent the new
the
stories
new story.
That will carry us
yeah.
forward. Egalitarian, sacred feminine, divine feminine, sacred masculine, cooperation, mm-hmm. abundance, not scarcity. All of these things are the things that we build the world on going forward. And
this is the time. I mean, we're a captive audience, you know, for this series. Everybody is pretty much stay at home. We should be if we're not going out only for essentials. And one of the essentials we can have right in our own home is all of this wisdom and experience. And as we talked about earlier that you brought up, Pat, is that it can spark us to remember our own inventiveness, our own wisdom and experience that we can share. It's not over because you're older. You know, we have to get away from that, you know, retire from what, life?
And it's also not just, it's not just about older people remembering that they can still do it. It's about young people not being afraid to do it. You know, how many of us when we were young were encouraged to do something more practical, more this and more that. And yet the people we read biographies about and autobiographies are people that said, the hell with that, I'm going to follow my heart. So young, old, doesn't matter. It's never too late or too soon to live our dreams. Right. That's what this series is all about.
That's really what it's about.
And you know, the thing that too about this that is so important to remind people, and I do a thing called Street Smart Living, and I have a segment I do on Street Smart Aging. And one of the things I talk about when I talk about Street Smart Aging is I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx. So I do Street Smart Spirituality. That's the title of my upcoming book. I talk about Street Smart because once upon a time, as I interviewed all the people you've just talked about, I thought I had to be like them. You see, I didn't know who I was when I started this 16 years ago. I'm still figuring out who I am. I never thought I'd have the life that I have today at any age. I don't care what age you're talking about. But I never thought a million years that I would actually have conversations with some of the people that you're talking about. And what I loved as I watched this film and I watched them speak is I loved how relevant their message is in the world today. I don't care if it's some of those people I met 16 years ago or not. The message for the world we live in today is so powerful, and it taps into the very essence that you don't have to be like them. You can be the best-selling author of your own life. You can pick that one thing in your life. Right now for me, my biggest decision is, do I buy a ping pong table or not? Right? Big decision for me. It really is. But see, sometimes, and I think as we get older, we look at others and we forget we just have to be us.
Yes.
You have to do like you said. Take that chance. Step out. You know? That's the thing.
Oscar Wilde, there's a great quote from Oscar Wilde, who says, be yourself, everybody else is taken, already taken, you know? And it takes us, Pat, all of us, it takes us sometimes longer than we would hope to recognize that the only person we can be is ourselves, and that ourselves is perfect. We still have things to learn. We have new skills to develop, but we have an authentic uniqueness that is part of the DNA that comes in with us. There's a blueprint that's attached to our love of who we are and what we do. And if we follow it, it unfolds and it leads us where we want. Just what's the title of your new book again?
Yeah.
Street Smart Spirituality. That's what I do. I do Street Smart Living.
Great.
Because I tried to do everything the way other people do it. And as a matter of fact, let me tell you how fun this is. This is a story for you to share moving forward. I never thought in a million years, and this happened October of last year, that I would be asked to dress up in white, hop down to LA, and be in a music video with John Legend. On stage dancing with a bunch of cool people. And I'll send you the video. We're getting ready to launch this because this was a dream of two people. One of the women worked with us a number of years ago, and she was part of creating it. It's Love Notes, lovenotes.world. And when you see the picture, you'll see the range of ages in the picture. Uh-huh. You'll see young people, people that have been more seasoned, but people came together under a common initiative. But it really does talk to who we're made of. I am that street smart kid. It doesn't mean I haven't learned a few things, but you mentioned a quote. And a number of years ago, when I was pretty much really depressed and down, I was at a low. You know, I'm a kid from New York. My mom committed suicide when I was 6. I was homeless at 17. So I got through a lot in my life, but not quite like what I went through about 1990, right? And somebody handed me a poem, friend of mine who was a hand, she created fonts. You know the fonts now that are digital? She would create them. And she handed me the verse from Leaves of Grass. I didn't even know what this was. But here's what she handed me. And there's part of this verse that this is just so powerful. It's like, re-examine everything that you've been told in school and in church. Re-examine it. We're being asked to do this. How old is this thing? This is what he said. Re-examine it. Then he says, dismiss whatever insults your soul. Mm-hmm. And your very flesh will be a great poem. See, this is what we have to remember as we age. Yes. We have to remember to dismiss whatever insults our soul. We're more than that.
Exactly. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. Whitman was one of my favorite. That Leaves of Grass is completely, I have it dog-eared, it's highlighted. I love Whitman. And you know, it's just very timely. It never gets old. Wisdom is timeless, you know, it really is.
And I think,
thank you for bringing that up,
Pat. I think that this passage we're making as a world around the virus is giving each of us the opportunity to re-feel our priorities, to reimagine our possibilities, to recognize the places that we have been spending time but wasting time, because it has not always involved the things that our hearts respond to. It's one of the great gifts of this time. And if we waste it, if the loss of lives and the loss of finances and whatnot go to waste, and we don't recalculate, reevaluate, redefine, we will have missed this extraordinary opportunity. Before our conversation today, we were having a conversation with Lynn Twist, and Lynn was saying, you know, in some ways, there's been so much fire and burning in the Amazon. And
the lungs of the earth.
And they're the lungs of the earth. And the lungs are where we hold our sadness. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the world has been sad, waiting for a new possibility. Mm-hmm. And that new possibility is right now in front of us. And the only thing we have to do is hold on to the things that call us awake, that our soul responds to, and your work, the work of street smart spirituality is so critical. It's so valuable at this time. Yeah. And if we can support each other, each of us, in being street smart about life, soul smart about life, we can't miss.
We just can't miss.
And that's the whole message of ageless living. And it's one of the reasons we invite people. If you look at your local PBS station schedule and you don't see ageless living listed, please call the station. What they want to know is what their viewers want to watch.
So just
let them know that. And there are 40 episodes. There's such gold. Those wisdom keepers bring. Yeah. And we're blessed to have our own two-part episode in it based on the book Do Not Go Quietly that we wrote. And it's a pleasure. It's just a pleasure to do this work. It's a pleasure to listen to that passion and spirit that emanates from you. because you're doing something that you love to
do. You're doing what you love to do, and you're sharing it, and you're also creating a forum for people to come through and share their experience and strength with your listeners. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, I think that's the thing that we are all connected to. And, you know, believe me, I'm sure you both have been told you can't more times than people have called your name, just like me. And these days, you know, when somebody says, yeah, Pat, I don't think you, that's not a good thing for you to do. That just gets me more fired up. That just gets me more fired
good
up.
Yeah.
Please give out, let's give out the websites here again and let folks know, one, again, how they can get their local public stations to get involved, but also how do they find out more about you as well?
Okay.
Right.
So agelessslivingseries.com is the series for the website and for a whole host of new things that we're doing. And they can reach us at info@agelessslivingseries.com. Mm-hmm. They can also reach us through agenation.com. And it's George at Age Nation, Sedina at Age Nation. In terms of the stations, as we said, a simple look at the PBS schedule in your local market will tell you whether it's on. It is on in 31 markets at the moment, and 16 or 17 of them are the top 50 markets in the country. The rest of the stations are just waiting for a few viewers to come via phone or on the internet and say, please show Ageless Living. It's a great series.
Right. It's because they have so much content to choose from. And as you were saying, Pat, this is information that we just needed at this time. So if you call and get them, so many of them, we found out, say, oh, well, thank you for bringing that to my attention. What good stuff to be airing now, because this is the time when people need this. They need inspiration.
And we're starting a new podcast on Ageless Living series. We'd love to have you be a guest on our podcast.
That'd be
and
great.
We'd love to share information.
We'll just do an exchange. We'll pick up your podcast. Boom. Yep. Easy.
Perfect.
Yeah. And would love to see your video with John Legend.
When we weren't allowed, I could send you pictures, but we weren't allowed to take video. Although one of my folks took a video of me dancing with two guys. You know, Tony is one of John's best friends. I'll send you the little dance clip. It's hysterical. I mean, honestly, for me, I was so honored, right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand about myself. I was invited as a spiritual leader, and I still haven't fully understood that to this day. And, you know, it was something that called me. When we were done on the plane, Jessica and I looked at each other, and I said, I'm different. I said, I'm different. And she said, I'm different. And I said, okay, why are we different? She said, I'm inspired. I said, we've got to create AI for the soul. So we are creating a full artificial intelligence AI for the soul.
I love that. That's beautiful.
But see, isn't this what you're talking about? Doesn't matter what age. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
Right? It's like Whitman said, go freely, powerful, you know, with uneducated persons and with young and the mothers of families.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you
Our
so
pleasure.
Much.
Blessings.
Such a pleasure to see you. Blessings to everybody. Yeah.
Keep it up.
Be safe.
Well,
be
you
well.
Too. And I'll be in touch about the podcast. Thank you.
Please send us that.
Blessings.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, everybody, we're not done yet. We're going to take a short break. We had a really powerful, powerful, powerful show coming up. 400 friends and nobody to call. Boy, do we know about that, don't we, folks, right? Both of you do. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.